message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Lift up your two hands to God. I speak for every hand lifted here this morning. That awesome thing that you are trusting God for, that great thing that you are expecting from God, receive them into these two hands in the name of Jesus. And I come against that barrier. That thing that followed you here as a barrier, that barrier be totally terminated today in the name of Jesus. You are here trusting God for success. You are trusting God for marital blessings. You are trusting God for healing. You are trusting God for favor. You are trusting God for progress. You are trusting God for fertility. You are trusting God to build your own house. You are trusting God to start your own business. You are trusting God for promotion. Whatever it is you are trusting God for, receive them this morning in the name of Jesus. Receive them this morning in the name of Jesus. Now listen to this. Everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, your hands are declared favored hands from today in the name of Jesus. Your hands are declared favored hands in the name of Jesus. Mark it from this morning. Whatever you touch, whatever your hands touch, your children, your studies, your business, your career, whatever your hand will touch, it must work out in the name of Jesus. And I come against the spirit of abandoned project. I come against the spirit of short-circuited blessing. I come against the spirit of abortion of testimony. I say that spirit be cast out of your life in the name of Jesus. What God has started for you, God will complete it for you. I say what God has started for you, God will complete it for you. Yesterday, while I was with the Lord spoke to me. I didn't bring where I wrote it down, but I have an idea of what he told me. And I believe what God says to one, he says to all. I speak to somebody here this morning. I will make you a surprise to the world. That's the way he said it to me. And I speak to somebody here this morning. God will make you a surprise to the entire world. God will make your results a surprise to your family members. All those who have been mocking you, tell them to get ready because God is about to make you. Where's that young man that I met during evangelism? You said his name is Victor. Victor Lalikon. Come forward. Come forward. Where are you? I met this young man while I was on evangelism with some other people, just walking on the road. And he said he has been jobless for a long time. A graduate, I think you have also started your master's. You finished your master's. Okay. And I said, come to God. All these things you are looking for, all about, God can sort it out within a jiffy. And he said in his mind, like he said today, that he thought maybe I was going to give him money. Money can finish, but grace can't finish. If you give somebody money, he can spend it now. But if you transfer the grace of God upon him, it can work out. And then he started a business of his own without support, and nobody can take the glory now for this business. And I speak to you, and I use you as a point of contact to everybody here today that wants to start something this year, that wants to prosper in one business or another. I speak to you this morning. Grace to receive help. Receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. In your business, in your career, everything that you want to start or what you have started, they must prosper in your two hands today. They must prosper in your two hands today. They must prosper in your two hands today. You have tested a few thousands. But from this morning, you are moving to the realm of unstoppable millions in the name of Jesus. And every spirit of empty-handedness, every spirit of finishing money before you can get another one, every spirit of struggling and begging your enemies for money and supplies, That spirit be terminated here this morning in the name of Jesus. That spirit be terminated this morning in the name of Jesus. I speak to somebody here this morning, grace for ease. The grace that makes things easy. The grace that makes things easy. The grace that makes things easy. Be released for you in the name of Jesus. Be released for you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. I say, so shall it be. I say, so shall it be. I say, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your hands and thank God this morning. Adore Him. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. I don't know if you know this song. I think we have sung it a few times. Holy, holy are you, Lord. Lord God Almighty, the heaven and nations bow. We live to worship you now. Holy, holy are you, Lord. Now let's go. Choir.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Media, can you project it? And I sent that song to you already. I expect it to be ready. Thank you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The heavens and nations bow. We stand to worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. We are going to sing it with all eyes closed. Something is going to touch you while that song is on. Reketo parate keli aloda sabra de gelebos. Lift up your hands and worship Him.
Holy, 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 holy,
the heavens,
the heaven and nations bow. We live to worship you.
Rakataka keze keze kerebosha,
Ramosakataya baba ye predegelebosh. Lima teke teke toso siya kakate radosh. As I speak right now, the blessing of God flows into your life. Makete verere shekerebo sabanara yakwalebosha. Rakakaya baba ya prakadabasa. I see the blessing of God falling on somebody here today. I see the blessing of God falling on somebody's head here today. I see the favor of God falling on somebody here today. Makedebo debos, lema debos, shike debos.
Now whisper the name Jesus. Again. Again. Holy Spirit. Shakada Badabada. Likoto Balabada Kadabada. Likota Barada Kila Losia Sakadaba. Spirit of God. Maso Koto Brakela Laswa Sakaria Dadash. Ilala Kwasi Se Kwanin Prenosia Kadaria Dodasa. Rato parade calabrada casaza cadiado sacladeja.
Touch me with your hand.
Oh Lord.
Your right hand is on your head. You will say after me, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the blessing of the Lord locates me now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and speak to God right now. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow, locate my destiny, locate my family, locate my life. The blessing of the Lord locates my destiny. My head is the symbol of my destiny. The blessing of the Lord locates me. 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 The blessing of the Lord locates my destiny. I must not lack the blessing of God. I must not lack the blessing of God. I must not lack the blessing of God. I'm not permitted to lack God's blessings. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow be released to everyone here this morning in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Father, the entrance of your word giveth life, giveth understanding unto the simple. Speak to us this morning in the name of Jesus. Breathe on your word yourself and let the name of Jesus be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big clap this morning. Give Jesus a big clap this morning. And then you may please be seated. Hallelujah. Oh, my,
welcome you to this glorious service this morning, and I trust God that your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Open your Bibles with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 11. We'll be reading that scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 11. The Bible says, "And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee." Also, we'll be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, we'll be reading verse 9. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. I'll be speaking this morning on a message titled "Financial Release for Higher Heights." God's intention is for you to be financially buoyant and financially stable. God's plan for you is to be financially blessed and financially prosperous. I've never seen an earthly father whose desire is to see any of his children walking in of insufficiency. Have you seen it before? Any father, he says, "I have 5 children and I want 3 of them to be very prosperous, but I want 2 of them to be very poor." The desire of every father is to see his children very prosperous. And this father we are talking about is our heavenly father who owns everything. In Haggai chapter 2 verse 8, the Bible says, he said, "The silver and the gold is mine. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord." God owns everything. Everything you can think about that is called riches and prosperity is from God. Everything you can think of that is called prosperity or riches is with God. He is the owner. In 3 John verse 2, he said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul prospereth." So my wish for you, 3 John verse 2, my wish for you is to prosper. I wish that you will prosper. My prayer is that God's wish for you will come to pass in Jesus' name. There is nothing called luck in the kingdom. There is only what we call light. The level of light you have access to makes the difference in your life. And this morning, I pray that God is going to release fresh light to you through his word in Jesus' name. I say, God will release fresh light to you in Jesus' name. And all doesn't matter if you are a pastor or a teacher or a businessman or a contractor or an engineer or a doctor, whatever it is. One thing is very, very important for you and I to be able to enjoy that blessing. And it is called obedience. In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, the Bible says, "If you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land." If you can be willing. Is there anybody willing to be prosperous here today? Can I see your right hand up? You know you are willing to be more prosperous than where God has placed you now. Can I see your right hand up? Good. And the Bible says, you add obedience to your willingness, then you are ready to eat. I pray for you today. You will not only be hearing the blessings in Nigeria, you will eat out of it. You will not only be hearing that people are doing well, you and your family will do very, very well. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. You must realize that we have a common destiny. It is our obedience that distinguishes us. All of us have a common destiny, the destiny of prosperity, the destiny of wealth and abundance. And only the obedient can access the best of God. And quickly this morning, I'll be showing you 2 major areas that we need to be obedient before we can taste financial release. Number one is in the obedience of departing from iniquity. Departing, a complete departure from iniquity. Everyone that wants a release of heavenly blessings must be ready to depart from iniquity. Anybody that desires God's financial release must be ready to stop playing games in iniquity. In Job 22 verse 23 to 25, that wonderful scripture on prosperity says to us, now everybody, we are going to read it together. This is a scripture you need to read. Let's go. 1, 2, go. "If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up.
thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ephraim, and the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. From today, you will enjoy plenty of silver. What is the Bible saying? Any man or woman that will ever taste financial release must depart from iniquity. You can't do what others are doing and expect heaven's blessing. When others are doctoring books, when others are influencing things they send them to go and purchase, you can't do such. Go and buy this thing. And you went there and the thing is 5,000. Then you tell the person there, I say, let us make it 7,500. You give me 5,250. You take your 5,000. Anybody you see that is involved in iniquity and is prosperous is for a short time. Is for a very limited time. Very soon, you will look for them and you will not be able to find them. Because iniquity is a destroyer of destiny. Iniquity is a destroyer of life. And every man or woman who is involved in iniquity can never taste what God has in store. My prayer for you today is that the grace to depart from every form of iniquity receive this morning in the name of Jesus. Purity attracts plenty. Purity attracts plenty. Everywhere you see pureness, you will see plenty. Sin was what sent Adam and Eve out of Eden. When they sinned, they were before now in financial plenty. Immediately they sinned. God said, don't touch this. And they touched it. They went from plenty to lack. Sin always makes a man to move into perpetual lack. And I pray for you this morning. Every traces of iniquity around your destiny be removed totally in Jesus' name. In Deuteronomy 19 verse 9 explains to us very clearly. He said, if thou will keep all these commandments to do them, which I command thee this day, to love thy God and to walk ever in his ways, then thou shalt add 3 cities more to thee besides these 3. I've already blessed you before, but God said, if you can increase in your obedience to my commandment, say, I will make sure that you don't only have 1 or 2 houses. I will make sure I take you to the level of having estates and cities. There's at least 21 people here. You will get to that level. Yeah. Whereby you will not die inside face me and face you. You will not die inside one small compound with barbed wire. You will be a man of estates, a woman of estate, to the extent that you can give out houses. If you are the person I'm speaking about this morning, let me hear your loudest amen. If you are the one I'm talking to this morning, let me hear your loudest amen. And if you want to get to that level, depart from iniquity. Stop touching what is not yours. You are too much. You are more than that. Stop doctoring figures. Stop changing things. Stop manipulating people. Stop doing financial engineering to transform things with biro. If financial release is your desire, stop putting your hands in iniquity. It has gotten to a level now whereby employers are scared to even employ Christians. Say, if this person is, how are you? How's everything? What's your name? He says, this is my name. Okay. Tell me about yourself. My name is so. I'm a born again Christian. Say, stop there. Because of the antecedents in those days where you say, I'm born again, the heart is, I say, oh, you are born again. Nothing else. Just, you are employed. Congratulations. Now, they will ask you question tire. They will ask you question tire because we have jeopardized Christianity. Wealth without God is a waste. Wealth without God is a waste. And I don't care where anybody gets his wealth from. If that wealth is not from God, that wealth will not last. I pray for you here today that your wealth will last. In the call to worship that we had today in Psalm 92, the Bible says that that the righteous shall flourish. I say you will flourish today. Psalm 92, I'm reading actually verse 12. The righteous shall flourish. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. He will be growing because he's righteous. He's not cheating people. She's not into stealing, into doctoring things, into inflating, into hitting Congo under so that they can reduce the garri that they want to sell. He's giving full measure when he's selling things. He's not mixing water with vegetable oil in the process of selling vegetable oil. Remove some water. He's not cutting cement bags and then remove some. Remove maybe small quantity from like 10 bags and make it into another bag picked from another site where they are working. He's not doing that. Iniquity is a destroyer of release. I pray for you here today. Clean money will come into your hands today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Clean wealth will be your portion today in the name of Jesus. Look at a man like Job. In Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. There was a man in the land of Uz called Job. He was a wealthy man. Very wealthy man. He was perfect and upright. He feared God. He was the greatest in his area. He was the greatest man. He feared God. He ensured if he has a hatred for evil. Money that is not clean, Job won't touch it. Ritual money, Job won't touch it. Money from prostitution, Job will not touch it. Money from man friend or woman friend, Job will not touch it. Why? He was a man of integrity. I pray for you today. Grace to turn your face from other people's things. Did God give you your own thing? Receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. I say receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number two thing we need to obey this morning, and I'll spend a little more time on this, is to be a giver. Only givers are actually living. A non-giver is not alive. Because God destined man to be giving. He programmed man for giving. You breathe in and then you breathe out. You have hands to give. You have some parts in your body whereby some things flow out. If you eat and eat, you eat for 3 days and you don't go to toilet, it becomes a concern to you because they are living with some poison inside your body. Hello? After first day, second day, by third day, sir, what's happening? I've not moved my bowels. I've not gone to toilet. What's happening? You begin to have discomfort. You begin to have pain in your body. Because naturally, man was... So you and then you cannot take more. So they say, take the best food you like. They take it. They say, no. The one inside of me has not come out. I can't take more. This is fried egg, your best, with corned beef, with yam, with sauce, gizzard sauce. You say, forget it. Forget it. Forget it. Forget it. I say, I have not given out something. I can't take more. If you take it, you choke. Quickly this morning, your giving shows some things. Number one, giving shows, number one, that you love and you are dedicated to God. In John 3 verse 16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So, giving is a sign of love. Giving is a sign of your dedication. And only givers can taste release. Only givers can taste release. Only givers who are lovers, who are dedicated, can taste release. Number two, your giving shows that you have conquered the spirit called the spirit of mammon. There is a spirit called the spirit of mammon according to Luke 16 verse 13. There are two spirits that are very, very powerful in our world. Number one is the spirit of lust. Number two is the spirit of mammon. These two spirits are waging war to make sure that they hold man in captivity. Friends, If you get to the level where any of these two spirits cannot control you, you have won. At least to a reasonable extent. Because there are other spirits like the spirit of anger and all that. The devil is a liar. You know, something happened this week. I was just laughing. On Wednesday, I haven't prayed and fasted, ready to come to the altar. I prepared the shirt I was going to wear for the service. And I put it in the car. And I remember I traveled to a particular city and a young man saw me and said, "I love this shirt you are wearing, sir." And I said, "Okay, don't worry. Next time you come to Ilorin, I will give you this shirt." And he said, "Oh, thank you." So I heard he was coming on Wednesday. So I prepared the shirt and put it in my car and put my own shirt for the service in the car so I can change in the evening. And as I was preparing for the service, just a few minutes of the service, I told somebody, go and get me my shirt that we wear for the service. And that guy had come before. I said, "Go and take the shirt you said he won." He picked his own shirt and picked my shirt for service. And then he traveled out of Ilorin. I said, "Hello, where are you?" He said, "I'm now in so-so-so place." "Ah, the shirt you pick is for service. That other one is your own. Didn't you see my jacket? Why did you..." He said, "Ah, I carry everything." I thought... Instead of getting angry, I said, "Don't worry." I went home, I picked another shirt. When I got to church, also in the evening, you know, some things happened. I think our generator, something just caught. So I said, "Devil, you're a liar. You can't bring anger on me here today. I must be blessed here today." I pray for somebody here today that everything that wants to provoke you, I pray that grace to refuse to be provoked, receive it today in the name of Jesus. And I phoned the boy back. I said, "Both the first shirt and the second shirt, everything, carry it. Just take it. If it's God wants you to have it." So the devil was put to shame. What am I saying this morning? Once you escape the spirit of lust and the spirit of mammon, to a reasonable extent, your Christian life will be on point. Now look at this. No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The mammon is the god of money. And this is what controls many people. You can't play with money around them. Once they smell money, they smell mint, their body is shaking. Say, I love money, and even God knows it. I love money, and even God knows it. It means you love mammon. You can't love God and love money at the same time. Money is a tool in the hand. If money has you, you are finished. If you have money, you can use as a tool. Once money has you, and money is the one controlling you, you are finished. For everybody that wants a financial release and is a giver, it shows that you have conquered the spirit of mammon if you are able to give. Your inability to release shows that money is the one controlling you. But if you are able to release, it shows that you have captured money. And once money sees that you don't really care about him, it pursues you. Once money sees that you hold him so tightly, it means that the one in your hand is the only one that you can ever get. Number three, your giving shows that you love God's house. God's house is a place that must be loved and cared for. And every man and woman that loves God's house is cared. Now, in the time of Hagar, in Hagar chapter 1, verse 4 to 9, they didn't love God's house. And God said, God was very angry. He said, "You didn't spend money on my house." He said, "It is time for you, O ye, to dwell in your own sealed houses. And this house lying waste." That is, you are living in your own air-conditioned houses, and you left my house in waste. "Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but you have not enough. Ye drink, but you are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go to the mountains and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. He looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, said the Lord of hosts? Because of my house that is in waste, and ye run every man unto his own house." This time, God was speaking to Prophet Haggai. He was telling him, these people build magnificent houses for themselves. Wonderful bedroom. He said, but they have no interest in my house. And so because of this, anything they gather, I blow it away. When they gather to do something, I blow it away. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Your giving shows you love God's house. So you have access to release from Him all the time. Say, on the time, anytime I see that when you only care about your own house, you don't care about my house. Say, anything you do can work. Number four, your giving shows that you can handle more. Your giving, your constant giving shows that you can handle more. Luke 10 to verse 12. He said, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Verse 12. And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? Anytime God sees that you are a giver, it means that you can handle more. You can handle more. When he sees that you are not giving, he will say, the little I've given you, you are not ready to release. Let me limit you there. But I pray for you here today. Nothing will limit your blessing in Jesus' name. Your giving also, number five, shows that you love people. Anytime you are giving, it's a sign to God that you are a lover of people. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 11. It's a sign that you love people. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore, I command thee, saying, can you see? So, giving is a commandment. It's a commandment. I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thy hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in the land. So, giving is a commandment and is a sign that you love people. Quickly this morning, what are some of the major channels of giving that brings about financial release? Take this and then we'll fire on. Major channels of giving that brings about financial release. Number one is tithing. Tithing is the basics of giving. It's a tithing, or what you can call covenant practice. Covenant in Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 to 12. Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 to 12 says, even from the days of your father, you are gone away from my ordinance and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you. Can you see God talking here? When we read this, you will think that God is talking about sin, that maybe the person did fornication or adultery or stole money or did. No. Say, return unto me, I will release something to you. Yes. Next verse now. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. That's what God is saying here. Return to me, because it's as if you are into one kind of robbery. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed? We are not robbed, you care. What did I do? What have I done, God? I don't go out at night. How can I rob you? But you say, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and in offerings. That is where you have been robbing me. That is what has been hindering me from releasing resources to you. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Somebody say, God forbid. Bring you all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and it shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vines be cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. Verse 12. And all nations shall call you blessed. Someone say amen. Amen. For you shall be a delightsome land, said the Lord of hosts. So, tithing has many benefits. Let me just give you quickly. This is 1A. Channel 1A. Five blessings from tithing. Number one, access to heaven's best. Access to heaven's best. Tithing gives you access. There are some best of resources in heaven. Only tithers can get it. Number two, blessing of tithing is access to heaven's favor. Once you are tithing, your business profit, you tithe it. The resources given to you, you tithe it. Gifts given to you, you tithe it. Your income from salaries and other incomes, you tithe it. You have access to more favor. Lack of these brings about favor deficiency. Number three, benefit of tithing is divine protection from destroyers. You know that we have many destroyers. And tithing is what gives you access to protection from destroyers. Things that want to destroy you as a student, which is called failure. F, things that want to destroy you as a businessman. Fire outbreak, things that want to destroy your life, your destiny. You are preserved from destruction because of your tithing. Number four is divine immunity from economic recession. Tithers don't know economic problem. One of the first signs to show that you are not a tither is that you are feeling the economic pain. The economic problem is for non-tithers, not for tithers. A tither is immune. He doesn't know what is called dry season. Why? Because heaven is permanently open. For somebody here today, heaven is going to be permanently open for you. I say heaven will be permanently open for you. And number E is you become the envy of the world, which the Bible called delightsome land. You become the envy. Somebody is here today, men will begin to envy you and your family. Men will begin to envy you and your family. So stop looking, going around looking for who to assist you. Be obedient to the instruction on tithing. And you enter into another realm altogether. You move to another level altogether. While people like myself have moved far from the level of 10%. Some people are still struggling. We have moved past this level more than 8-9 years ago. Past the level of 10%. Way past. Per month. Some people are still struggling. And that's why economic recession is biting them so thick. And the more you move into the level of obedience in this level, the more you experience financial release. I pray for somebody here today that you will never know lack in Jesus' name. Number two, channel of blessing. I said number one is tithing of covenant practice. Number two is offering and sacrifices. In Psalm 50 verse 5, the Bible says, gather the saints unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Gather them unto me. While people are looking for God, God is looking for those who can sacrifice. Say, gather them to me. I want to meet with them. Today, God will meet with you and your family. I said, today, God will meet with you and your family. I said, today, God will meet with you and your family. Let me hear your loudest amen. Say, gather them, all those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Gather them. I want to bless them. And I believe this morning, the blessing of the Lord will not elude you in Jesus' name. In Luke 6, 38, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. Offering is different from tithing. In tithing, you don't have a choice. There's the minimum percentage called 10%. Your tithe is God's portion in what God gave to you. Offering is a free will thing. You are the one that decides according to what God has given to you. According to what God has blessed you with, it's a personal decision. And your tithe and your offerings and your sacrifices matter to God. And these offerings and tithe, these offerings and sacrifices must not be an insult to God. It must be, God cannot make you a person who has access to hundreds of thousands of naira and then you want to give him a sacrifice and then you bring a tattered note to him. It must be according to your capacity. It mustn't be an insult. In Deuteronomy 15 verse 21, Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 21, it says, it must not have blemish. And this is the manner of the release. And if there be any blemish therein, as if it be lame, your offering or your sacrifice must not be a lame one. You know when somebody is lame? We saw that in the drama on Friday, one of the ladies. She acted it so well. That's my daughter. I was almost looking at her. What's happening here? I know this girl very well now. Say your offering, if there be any blemish therein, as if it be lame or blind, or have any ill blemish, thou shalt not sacrifice. I can't take it. I know what I've done for you. Is this what you want to give me? I can't take it. I'm not lacking. Everything I own it. So take it. Don't give it to me. Everything we must give to God must be something that glorifies Him. God is not somebody that you just give and I just dash you this. No! Your sacrifice and your offering must glorify God. It must glorify God. God must be happy based on the resources you have, not on what you don't have. Okay? I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number three channel of giving, which will bring about financial release for you, is family, relative, and parent giving. In 1 Timothy 5 verse 8, 1 Timothy 5 verse 8, if any man provide not for his own, especially of his own house, is worse, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Everyone that wants to enjoy financial release must constantly be a blessing to his family. Those that are under your roof must enjoy the benefit of your resources. Those that are with you, those that you were born with, those you are associated with, must taste out of the blessing of God in your life. Your wife, your children, your parents must be regularly serviced so that you can access the blessing from their mouth. There's something in the mouth of your parent, and it is that thing you are trying to provoke. You are trying to provoke it at all costs. Every man or woman that wants the best in terms of release must take care of his family. Men, listen here. Don't be an hypocrite. An hypocrite is somebody who is good in, is good outside, but is not good inside. That's an hypocrite. Everybody loves you outside, but inside, they cannot stand you. Everything that God has given to you, use it to bless people around you. Use it to nurture them. Let their life be happy that you are happy. If you eat two, give them one. If you have excess, release it to them. I pray that God will never refer to any of us as an infidel in Jesus' name. And this is why many people who are particularly abroad, they suffer at the end of the day. Because they enjoy so much, they leave their parents in the village to die of hunger. Die of hunger. And they are living inside McDonald's every minute, going from one industry to another, going from one big shop to another, and their parents are languishing in poverty. Such children eventually end up suffering. I pray for you here today. The wisdom to take care of your family. Receive that wisdom today in the name of Jesus. Receive that wisdom here today in the name of Jesus. Receive that wisdom here today in the name of Jesus. Number one, number four, I said number one is what? Tithes and covenant practice releases you to financial release. Number two is what? Offering and sacrifices. Number three is what? Giving to family, relatives, and parents. Number four is pastoral and prophetic offering. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20b. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20b. It says, 20, verse 20b, the B part. The B part. Say, believe in the Lord your God, and ye shall be established, and believe in his prophet, and ye shall prosper. There is a connection between your prosperity and your prophet. Now, listen to this. These people we are talking about, most of the time, especially if they are genuine pastors or prophets, will never need what you have. They will never be looking for what you possess. They don't need it. But by commandment, your release to them is what releases your own flow. We have so many of them in the Bible, with the of Zarephath, the woman who was the wife of a prophet, and many other examples in the Bible who listened to the prophet, who obeyed the prophet, who took care. A woman, she got a house for him. Said, this must be a man of God. Let us get him a house. And they were feeding him. And as a result of this, there was a release to her. I pray for somebody here today that there will be a release to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastors and prophets who are genuine pass through a lot for their sheep. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26 to 28, tells us some of the pains of pastors. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 26 to 28. Thank you, Jesus. He says, besides these things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, that is, those are some of the things that come upon pastors daily, the care of all the churches. I said from 26. Start from 26. In journeys often, traveling often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the heathen, in perils of the city, in perils of the wilderness, in perils of the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, watching for what God will say. God, what are you going to say? In hunger, in thirst, in fastings often, often fastings. When you are eating, I love. Say in fastings often, and in cold and nakedness sometimes. Say, but beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of the church. Say, God say, as a result of this, say, take care of these ones and ensure that regularly, for me as a person, my own pastor receive regular blessings from me. It's a monthly basis, and this has been on for many years, and this has continued to release blessings untirelessly in my life. He doesn't need it, but I know that this is my duty. This is the person God has placed over me as a father, not only a pastor, but as a father. And I pray for everyone here today, the grace to be doers of this, the Lord will release in the name of Jesus. Also in Deuteronomy 18 verse 18, the Bible is speaking about pastors and prophets. Say, I will raise, it is God that raises pastors, not man. I will raise them up a prophet from amongst their brethren, like unto thee. And I will put my word in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command them. Him. So God is the one that raises him, and God is the one responsible for him. And it's important that every one of us should key in to this. There are some level of blessing one can never touch until it is released from the mouth of your prophet, of your pastor. And as you do this, the Lord will bless you in Jesus. Number 5, channel of blessing, channel for our givings is giving to the poor and less privileged. Proverbs 21 verse 13 explains to us the importance of giving to the poor. Proverbs, please can we be fast in, whosoever stoppeth the ears of at the cry of the poor, he shall cry himself, but he shall not be heard. This will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Proverbs 28 verse 27 also speaks to us. Say, he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. I want to say this to you, ladies and gentlemen. Every poor person around you is an avenue for you to experience a financial release. Anybody around you that you see that lacks anything is an opportunity for you to go up. Don't complain. You're always in lack. It's an opportunity for you. That was the secret of Job in Job 29 verse 15 to 17. In Job 29 verse 15 to 17, the Bible says, that's Job speaking, I was eyes to the blind and feet was eye to the lame. I was a father to the poor. The poor doesn't have father. Job said, I was their father. Like an area father, you know that. I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not, I searched out. I broke the jaws of the wicked and plucked the spoil out of their teeth. That is, I ensured that what was meant to be for the poor, I collected it for them. And if you go on and on, you will see that this was the reason why Job was so blessed. He was mega blessed. You are the next person that will be mega blessed. I say you are the next person that will be mega blessed. Anytime you see somebody around your neighborhood or around you that has something in need and you have it, release it. Anytime you have something in your custody and somebody will benefit from it, release it. You know, something occurred to me recently, and I think I told some of our leaders here. I said, we don't own anything. I was telling you, you were there. Do you know that this is your body, you don't own it. If we die today now, you will leave this body behind.
This body that you are doing like this one, you paint this one red, blue, green, purple, everything, you know. You pump your hair, you jerry coil it as a guy. You will leave it behind. The spirit will leave. They will test the person. He's gone. The nurses or doctors, they're packing. Packing. They leave the body. We leave the body. It means we all not, all these suit jacket, we will not take it away. So if somebody needs it and you have it, release it. Every poor person around you is an avenue for you to be blessed. This is what brings about release. Don't hoard what the resources God has given to you. Distribute it. Be a channel. Distribute it. Front, right, anywhere. Distribute it. The more you distribute, the more it will come. The more you distribute, the more it will come. The more you distribute, the more it will come. Distribute it. It's a new day for somebody here today. I say it's a new day for somebody here today. In 1 John 3 verse 17. 1 John 3 verse 17. It says, but whosoever had this world's goods and seeth his brother hath need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? The love of God is a practical love. Say, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And there's no... One of the things that women uses to know if a guy loves him or her, loves her or not, is his level of giving. If you say, I love you, Tori Toro. Honestly, you are the sugar in my tea. You are my pepperoni. You are the flower around my garden. And everything. Valentine, come, go. Easter, come, go. Christmas, come and go. Birthday, come and go. Everything. I love you. It's only mouth. After some time, one of my sisters, my younger sisters, I have two sisters by the grace of God. Two of them are married now. One of them, when we're still younger, one day told my mom, say, I'm not dating this person again. And the person, we go to the same church. The two of them, I think, when the choir was, I can't remember very well, but she was in the choir. And she said, I'm not dating this person again. Said, why? This good guy, this one, he works in so-so place. You know how parents are, be calculating things for you. And you see, this guy is working here. In another 3 years, he will be a director. In another 3 years, he will have an estate in Banana Island. The girl said, I know they do again. So they sent for me as the firstborn. And I said, what's the reason? She said, brother, I will tell you the story. He's a stingy guy. He's a stingy, doing very well where he's working. Say, but I know they do it. And then this guy, very handsome. As in, you know, when somebody like me says somebody's handsome, no, the person must be very handsome. Very handsome. And even me, I was almost saying, but you know, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I said, follow what God has told you. And she left the guy. For a long time, she was just on her own. And the guy she eventually married, just 6 months. They only caught her for 6 months. The guy just schooled somewhere. They just met. And the guy just said, this one, he's a medical doctor. I just came in. This one. And I just said, which nice guy is here? They say it is you. I found out they say it is you. So I don't have anything to waste. Take me to your mother now. They are married now with children. 3 children now. What am I saying? If you are an acagomistic person, if you are a person that to release anything is a burden, is you are at the point of weeping anytime you want to release. There is no hope for you. There is no hope that you can get blessed. Every poor man or poor woman around you is an avenue for you to be. And I want to say this, don't take me wrongly. It doesn't mean that you should become carnal and say, oh yeah, you must buy me phone, you must buy me this. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm talking of natural stingyology. Whereby you can sense that this man will have problem in dropping soup money. This man will have problem in doing any. He has never ordinary pen. So I saw this nice pen, and recently my wife and I went for a program, and as I came back to the room where she was, I brought some things, and I brought a pen. He said, "Is this for me or for Didi?" I said, "No, it's for you." "Is this pen for you? Do you have that pen here now?" He said, "Is this pen for me or for Didi?" I just saw a pink pen, very long like this. And they put something on top like love. I said, "You, my love must get this."
Hallelujah.
Be a person that loves to release. Like to release. Like to release. Be desperate. How many of you have noticed that even when I'm praying for you, it's as if I'm praying for 100,000 people. It is with a determination to release. Anytime you are anywhere, ensure that you are. Number six, where we stop this morning. Channels for giving is kingdom advancement giving. Anytime you hear kingdom project, they are doing this in the kingdom. They are doing a project. Something is happening in the church. This is an avenue for you to provoke your release. Friends, one of the reasons why I know as a person, by God's grace, I can never lack a car. As a student, I did not have money alone. I gathered money with other students, to buy a bus for church. Say, how can we be carrying speaker on our head after service? Please, can you come? Please, can you come? I have this in my hand. Please, can we join it together? Let's go to Lagos and buy a bus for the church. Kingdom advancement. So, if somebody calls me now that you can never have a car, it's a lie. It don't take away sacrifice, don't they come? So, it's not a matter of easy. You see, some of us operate in a level where we are uncausable. The things that is being done on a consistent basis make you uncausable. Once they are doing project in church, you turn your head like this. When they finish, you turn back. Once they are saying there's something to do, you do like this. There's no money. Whereas you are spending money every minute buying things, and God say, okay, there's nothing called release. So if you really want to experience release, let your givings be done to the glory of God, and it should be done regularly and cheerfully. 2 Corinthians 6, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 to 8. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 to 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 8. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he proposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. For God is not able to make, for God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. So God's intention for you is to live in abundance, but you have to provoke it. You have to provoke it. You have to provoke it.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.